that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
I am Big Kev.
Why do they call you Big Kev?
Ooh. I am OG.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
I am Scapegoat.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
OG's not actually racist against many people.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
I'm not really angry all the time.
This is Kevin destroying the Toy Beast Legends box set.
Fucking garbage! Why?
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
I know it's fun. You're like, hey, I found buttons. Let's push them to piss me off.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Got Converse down and running off my feet. I got a bad mustache.
Well, hello, mister.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine.
You feeling
you?
Refreshed? We had
yes.
a week off.
I you know you, what?
But you weren't really off. You were very busy.
I was extraordinarily busy.
You saw Jaws, what, 30, 40 times?
Four times.
And
yes.
And then I saw that you also did the Princess Bride.
Princess Bride with Cary Elwes.
At the NJ Pack, I saw.
Yes.
You're a busy beaver, you.
Did I post that picture?
You did.
I got a lovely picture with...
you didn't post a picture with him.
Oh, yeah. No, I got a great picture.
Oh, nice.
Him. Yeah.
Was he as creeptastic as when you interviewed him all those years ago?
Awesome that you should say that, because I had the video at the ready.
Yeah.
And so when I, you know, when I spoke with him after, I said, hey, Cary, I just want to share this with you. I interviewed you when the last Saw movie came
right.
out. And he goes, oh, let me see. He has a weird voice, I noticed. And he looks at it, he goes, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. It was really, yeah, it was a good time. And I was just like, all I wanted to say was, bullshit.
Do you still have that interview somewhere?
That's on YouTube.
Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, it's one of the New York Comic Con coverages.
Do you have the audio file somewhere, though?
I never pulled the audio file.
Okay.
I mean, we could.
Yeah. You know what I'm thinking? We don't have a show 2 weeks from now.
Oh, yeah?
We should...
Just
you know,
put some stuff
yeah,
together.
Yeah, maybe throw something up there.
You know what I did just find?
What?
The Just Mike audio of the sign.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's my favorite bit ever.
That is a good bit.
So I saw Jaws. So here's the philosophy.
All right.
40th anniversary of Jaws was actually June the 20th.
Okay.
It was a Saturday. June the 21st and which was Sunday, and June the 24th, which was Wednesday. Your friends at Fathom.com. You know, we used to make a lot of fun of Fathom.com because it was like ballet and shit.
But I've done a bunch of stuff with them now.
Holy crud. Yeah. Like, they're really like somebody, I don't know, somewhere along the line, they must have got a young guy in there.
They hired somebody
that
new.
Was like, hey, listen, let me tell you what your reputation is right now.
Yeah.
Ballet, and someone took the camera around the Metropolitan Museum and looked at paintings.
Right.
Like, it like you got to change. So, so in conjunction with Turner Classic Movies, they presented these screenings of Jaws. Four of them.
Right.
2 o'clock, 7 o'clock, on the 21st and the 24th. So, my philosophy was... How many times are we going to get to see Jaws on the big screen?
Of course.
Now, I'm not as old as OG, so I didn't have the opportunity to see it in its original run on the big screen. And I cannot recall a time when the original Jaws, the original cut, was released on the big... I can't recall a time.
I
have never seen it on the big screen.
Other than its original theatrical release, I can't recall a time either.
You recall that time, though.
Well, yeah, you know.
So
I was in the womb, so.
So, yeah, sure you are. So, in the womb. You were in college. It was an opportunity that I didn't think, that I don't think anybody, A, if you're a Jaws fan.
Sure.
B, this is a classic movie now. 40
right.
years old. We can call this a classic movie, I think, at this point.
Uh-huh.
And as a classic movie, not a great movie, by the way, which I'll talk about in a minute, but as a classic, I really think seeing it the way it was intended to be seen on the big screen is something everybody should do.
You know, and this is completely inside for me and you and maybe a handful of our close friends who listen to the show. But for some reason, all I could think about was knowing that you were watching Jaws was Skee-Ball and Billy Camp should have been there with you.
No, you know why you were thinking that?
I know why. Because he hadn't seen it for years and years and years.
Uh-huh.
And then you finally got him to watch it, right? And then he became like this huge Jaws fan overnight.
Yeah. The issue with that is it's Buckwild Billy Camp's wife is terrified of sharks.
Yeah.
So
Stamp Lickin' Billy Camp should have been there. That's all I'm saying.
And his 80 other names.
80 other names.
It was an opportunity to see it on the big screen. I thought, you know what? It's a regular ticket price. I'm going to see it every single time. I had the opportunity. I had the time not working and so on and so forth. So I had the time to do it. So I took the opportunity. I saw it all four times.
Good for you.
Yeah. And I saw it with people on a couple of occasions, which was great.
Nice.
It was really, really tremendous. Now, Princess Bride, not 40 years old yet.
No.
I don't know that 40 years old is a classic
movie.
Is
it even 30?
It's 30.
It is 30. Yeah. Okay.
Well, 87. It's almost 30.
I was going to say, because I feel like 25 wasn't that long ago.
It's 28.
So, okay, yeah.
Right? So in 2 years, it'll be 30.
Right.
Cary Elwes has written a great book. I've finished it now.
Okay.
Called Inconceivable, the Story of the Making of Princess Bride.
Right.
His story. Awesome book. Not a big book. An awesome book. Great stories. He told some of them on stage at the event. We got to screen the movie first. Again, on the big screen.
Sure.
How many opportunities are you going to get to see that movie?
I don't think I've ever seen that on the big screen. So
probably less than Jaws.
Yeah.
So I took that opportunity. But then a more important thing was the opportunity to hear Cary Elwes tell some of these stories. You know, he's doing voices, impressions of like Andre the Giant and Wallace Shawn. And Rob Reiner. It was a really fun evening. And then I got to chat with him afterwards, which was great as well. So
Mandy Patinkin. Did he do Mandy Patinkin?
He actually, that's really funny that you bring that up because I'll get to that in a second as well. So just on Jaws, before I hit on that, Jaws, not a great movie.
It doesn't hold up, is what you're saying?
No. It holds up terrific. It's just not a good movie.
No, it's
not. And here's what I mean. I mean purely from a continuity stance.
Yeah, I mean, it was a hot mess.
Especially the second half of the movie is such a hot continuity mess. One of the people I was seeing it with, we were trying to keep track of where the barrels go.
Right. Oh, God. Okay.
So, from that perspective, it was really strange. You don't really care because once Quint is telling the story of the Indianapolis,
it doesn't
you just
matter.
Don't care about anything
right.
anymore. Except, damn, that was fucked up. And then, of course, there's all little stories about Jaws. But, you know, it was a really terrific presentation. Princess Bride, funny that you say Mandy Patinkin because he was not mentioned at all. During, even when there was Q&A, when people were coming up and asking questions, I really was like, I don't have to get up there and ask this question because invariably someone is going to ask this question. Why has Mandy Patinkin hated this film for 20 years and then all of a sudden he's fine?
Right. So for those of you who don't know or who haven't heard or read or heard someone's tale
or experienced,
Mandy Patinkin, I guess for a very long time, was very vocal about his dislike for that film. And I think it was because, you know, Mandy Patinkin was an established Broadway actor.
Singer.
And at some point in his career, he was just an Inigo Montoya. He had just killed your father, prepared to die. That was it.
That's it.
That was the only thing people knew him by. You know what it is? It's Tim Curry syndrome.
Yeah.
It's when Tim Curry became nothing but Frankenfurter.
Right.
And for years hated it, right?
Yep.
And then at some point he embraced it.
Yeah.
I think Mandy Patinkin Patinkin went through the same thing, although from what I understand, there are still days where he's like, fuck everybody.
Yeah, but he's softened on it now. It's the first break. It's when you soften for little kids, it's the first break.
Right.
So, you know, I have heard stories of parents going, that's Inigo Montoya, to their, like, let's say 7, 8, 9 year olds,
right,
and them not believing it because Manny Patinkin looks like you,
right,
with all due respect, OG, but slightly older. And like, he doesn't look like him anymore.
Sure.
So when they say that's him, you know, and like, they don't believe it. Manny Patinkin, I've heard this story. I've heard this story multiple times, that Manny Patinkin will actually go up and go, hello, it's very nice to meet you. And then he will whisper in their ear, hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. And all the kids just like smile like, oh, it is him. Like that. You
right,
know?
Right.
Like the scene with, I always go back to the scene in Hook.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When the kids recognize that it's Peter Pan.
Oh, there you are, Peter.
There you are, Peter. Yeah. It's the same kind of thing. And he's softened with little kids, which means eventually he's just going to own it.
Of course.
Because now he's just the dude from Homeland.
Yeah, or Criminal Minds.
Yeah, or wherever.
Or pick a show.
Yeah,
right.
Pick a whatever he's appeared on.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, so, yeah, I get that from a certain perspective. Not brought up once in that presentation.
Well, I'm wondering if it's because Cary Elwes maybe still maintains a close relationship with him. And
there was,
so does not want to...
Yeah, I get that.
Jeopardize...
Right, I don't want to tell you what's in the book.
Okay, I don't want to know.
I don't want to tell you because I think everybody should... If you're a fan of The Princess Bride, you should read this book.
Okay, I will seek it out.
It makes the film... It's like watching it, but you can like you're giggling a little because you know inside shit. It's that kind of
thing. Okay. Very cool.
So yeah, that's basically how I spent my time off, and then doing research for the show and
lovely.
You know. Here's the thing I also did. Attention listeners, San Diego Comic-Con is next week.
It is.
Hello. And you know what that
is
means?
Is it early this year?
Yes.
Yes. It is, right? Like, is. By a couple weeks.
By maybe a week.
You know how I know it's early?
Penzic.
No, actually not Penzic.
Oh, okay.
Remember that time when I got back from San Diego and then immediately went underneath the back of a truck?
I do remember that.
Yeah, that was the Monday after San Diego that year.
I looked up,
I found the Geico claim the other day while cleaning out my desk at work.
Uh-huh.
And that was like the second or third week of July that year. It was really late that year, San Diego.
Huh.
Bizarre. Yeah. I know. But anyway. So.
Well, so obviously the reason we're bringing up San Diego is because your old Uncle Big Kev would like some exclusives from San Diego. And I am, we're putting bounties. We are putting bounties out for San Diego exclusives. We do this every year. If you're a listener, you know. If you are going or you know anyone going to San Diego Comic-Con, please get out a pen and a piece of paper or an electronic note-taking device.
Right.
And write the following things down. Hasbro's New Order Trooper 6-inch figure.
That's right.
Boba Fett, first appearance Boba Fett, and holographic light-up Darth Vader from Jax.
Uh-huh.
Bloody Jaws.
From Funko.
Jaws, from Funko. And OG, you have like four, right?
Yeah, Well, Funko has like four arrow pieces this year.
Right, so it's two reaction arrow pieces.
And two pops.
And two pops.
And then Funko also has an Orphan Black
pop. Oh, yes!
And a Doctor Who. It's the 11th Doctor with the Cyberman head.
Correct.
From the Battle of Trenzalore episode. So those are on my list. And then after, believe it or not, after that, the only thing I want is I really want the arrow bag from this year.
Again. Yeah, yeah.
But my list is much... My list, I think, and no offense to you, is slightly more attainable, I think, than your list. Although Funko's going to be a problem.
I think
Hasbro
so.
Hasbro, you might as well just...
But Hasbro doesn't have a lot this year.
Oh,
they have Marvel stuff. They have other stuff. Right. It's not just Star Wars. I don't think it's impossible.
And I have one thing from Mattel that I want for my son.
Uh-huh.
And it's the Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends set that's uh-huh. all decorated like Batman characters.
Really?
Like one of the trains is Batman, one of the trains is the Joker.
Wow.
One of the trains I think is Superman and Wonder Woman. It's all DC characters. I should say Batman characters, but
wow, DC doing something for kids. Weird.
I know. And Mattel, yeah.
We have a phone call.
We'll get to that in segment two.
Segment two. So we're putting the word out. We will pay fair market value for these items if anyone is to receive them. Plus, you may get a bonus prize. For each one that you deliver to us or you have delivered to us. And that's all I'm saying.
I'm going to say that if you don't know by now any of the San Diego exclusives that are coming out, pop on over to Awesome Toy Blog. Matt runs that site, and he's a very good friend of the show. And Matt has what I think is probably one of the most comprehensive lists of everything San Diego. There's a lot of other great sites out
there,
that are specific to their wheelhouse,
right? Yeah, there's also a ton more of exclusives. Yeah. A ton.
But Matt has everything. Monogram, the vinyl stuff. I mean, everything. He's got it all on his site. It's a really great list. So check that out.
You get the emails from DKE?
All of them.
Oh, my God.
Last year, DKE either was in first or was in second to Gentle Giant as far as exclusives. This year, I think DKE wins.
Gentle Giant wasn't second last year. It was Funko.
Oh, was it?
I think it was Funko.
I thought it was Gentle Giant.
DKE... If DKE has sent out 20 emails, 19 of them are interesting to me.
Yeah, it's amazing. I know. It's insanity.
And I know.
They've got 100 exclusives. Literally. I think it's 100.
I mean, there's some amazing stuff in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
But really runs like 10 and 12.
It's all that limited.
Yeah.
It's a lot of handmade resin stuff.
Did you see the chalker piece? The Pimp 2
speeder? The Pimp 2 speeder, mm-hmm. with escort?
With the chauffeur.
All right. You know what we didn't do? We started talking about all this stuff.
The show?
We didn't name the episode.
Well, Hold on. I don't want to dive too far off the topic. We can give that information at any time. About the San Diego exclusives. Do you think you can score or have an associate of yours score these? You need to write geekstuffog@gmail.com.
That's right.
Or call the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
Or reach out to us individually or collectively on Twitter.
At geekstuffog and at bkgeekstuff.
Immediately.
Right.
And let us know because, you know, we are not kidding. We are giving out prizes and bounties for San Diego exclusives.
Indeed a Rooney.
Yeah. And this year we have some good stuff to give away.
We do. So. We have some excellent stuff.
Now, let's do the show.
This is episode 378 of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, and we are calling it
Hello, Jolly Old Spider-Man.
That's right.
Spider-Man has been cast in the Marvel Universe. And guess what? It's another British lad playing it. Little younger than Andrew was.
Yes, Tom Holland.
Tom Holland. You may know him from such films as...
Nothing.
No,
that's not true. Actually, In the Heart of the Sea, I think, was very well received, although I did not see it. And The Impossible, I also did not see.
Seems this is an affable enough kid. Yeah.
So the one thing I want to say is, no shit. To anybody that actually thought that they were going to cast a Miles Morales or a Black Peter Parker,
no.
I'm sad to say you were strongly disillusioned.
Yes.
And this obviously just proves it.
Let's also say that they've also announced the director of the Spider-Man spinoff movie, which they're calling a reboot. I've seen all over it's being called a reboot, which I think is inappropriate because...
It is a reboot.
Is it? They're going to retell the origin again?
No, they're not retelling the origin, but it's not the Andrew Garfield version of the character.
I know that. Are they doing the Incredible Hulk version where they tell the... You know, story in the opening credits?
Yet to be disclosed.
I hope that's what they do.
I suspect it's going to be opening credit sequence, bitty by spider.
Right.
Everybody fucking knows by now.
Right.
He gets bit.
Yeah,
he gets some powers. I mean, it's...
Or like the... Yeah. Yeah, that's...
I mean,
yeah.
Everybody knows by now, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
And we're not... The first time we're going to see Spidey isn't even going to be Spidey.
Correct.
We're going to see him, although I understand it is very small, but we are going to see him in Cap.
Correct.
And
along
he
with
did
everybody
screen,
else.
He did screen test with Chris Evans and Robert Downey Jr. And apparently it was well.
That was a tough day for him.
Yeah. Poor guy. My heart bleeds for him.
Oh yeah.
So we have our new Spider-Man. Again, this is no shock. What it's gonna be, who knows? 2017 is the solo film.
I understand that he's going to be a white Rags Morales. Is that true?
Miles Morales.
Miles Morales. What did I say?
Morales,
Rags?
Totally
Rags,
different thing.
That's an he's an artist, isn't he? Rags Morales. Wow.
Let's stick with Spider-Man though for
all
a
right,
second.
Like glue.
But not the movie Spider-Man. We're gonna shake things up here a bit.
What?
We're gonna talk some comic books.
What?
So Marvel Universe, comic books.
There is no Marvel Universe.
There isn't. Well, after Secret Wars, post Secret Wars.
Have they made those announcements?
They've started to. Oh. Yes. Well, there was like 30 covers that leaked.
Oh, really?
Online last week, which gave away a bunch of the titles.
Because I went through my previews last week and it was still all Secret Wars.
Two confirmed things we know.
Okay.
Miles Morales will be the main Spider-Man.
Correct, that I knew.
In the Marvel Universe come the fall.
No surprise there.
Peter Parker is going to be the James Bond / Batman Inc.
No.
Version of Spider-Man.
No, he's gonna be the... Oh, your Batman Inc., I think, is a good one. I was going for the Dick Grayson.
Kind of.
Yeah.
So Peter Parker is not going away as Spider-Man.
Right.
He's just not going to be New York's Spider-Man any longer.
Oh.
He's going to be a worldly Spider-Man.
Worldly.
With a Spider-Mobile. Did you see that?
No.
And he's got a redesigned costume. Some of the artwork, by the way, by Alex Ross, which kind of makes it okay, is going to be an older Peter Parker. And he's going to be, you know,
like
he's
circa
running his...
Universe X?
Yeah, he's running his...
Earth X?
He's running his tech company.
Uh-huh.
And he's using the technology. He's becoming fucking Batman.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I mean, but Spider-Man. So that being said, okay. Whatever. I don't fucking care. I'm going to read both of them.
I heard Marvel's really going the PC route with Captain America also. And he will actually be, Captain America will actually be a young disabled girl.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. They're calling her Handy Captain America.
Oh, that's terrible. Handy Capable.
America.
Handy Capable. Big Kev.
America. Handy Capable.
Handy Capable America. So there's your Spider-Man news.
Oh, man. I am so sick of the glut of nonsense in the comic book world, both from Marvel and DC. I'm sick
yeah,
to death of it.
I have to admit that I am really behind right now on my comic book reading. Several weeks on certain titles,
right.
Certain things I've kept up with. But the biggest reason is because I'm at that I don't care phase again.
Yep.
I'm at that why am I still buying these books
yep.
phase again.
And I'm at the, you know what? I'm going to read anything else but Marvel and DC. Oh, what? Five Ghosts? Yeah, I'm going to read that.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to give Low a try from Image? You bet I am.
I've kept up with Saga.
Yeah, exactly. Saga, yeah, great. Right. Another great title.
I've kept up with some of the Star Wars titles.
I'm even looking like for new independent titles to
oh,
read.
Yeah.
Because I'm just...
Have
I'm
you checked
just...
out Rat Queens yet?
No.
You should. I think you would enjoy
yeah?
Rat Queens. I do. I think you might enjoy it.
Okay.
But yeah, it's the glut is, it's, I don't know. I haven't checked
it's
out any Valiant yet. Maybe I
no,
should.
No, I'm not that low.
Remember we had a turnaround.
I'm not at that point yet.
We're going to turn this around. Remember we had a...
Oh yeah, I
we
remember.
We had an insight.
Oh yeah. I'm just not ready to, I haven't sunk that low.
All right. All right, let's talk about, let's follow up to something from
okay.
last week or 2 weeks ago.
Alrighty.
Jurassic World.
Yeah, I saw 40 minutes of yeah. Jurassic World, and I can confidently say, this is one thing I can confidently say about Jurassic World in the 40 minutes that I've seen
yep.
of it, it is absolutely a Jurassic Park movie.
Everybody I know that's actually seen it has thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And that, I think, would be reflected in the fact that it beat $1 billion in 13 days.
Wow.
It is now the highest grossing second week film as well. It holds that record. It beat Inside Out.
Have you seen
opening
all,
weekend?
Have you seen any articles about this that haven't gone, but Star Wars is coming? Every article I read about the box office goes, yeah, but Star Wars is
yeah,
coming.
Yeah, but the important part is not that Star Wars is coming, and the important part is not that even that it's held its record. It's that it's consistently doing well. Because remember you said 2 weeks ago when we had
oh,
the show,
yeah,
you were
absolutely.
Like, we'll see what the second week drop off was.
It. Well,
and there wasn't.
It. You're right.
And then there wasn't a third week drop off.
You're right.
And now we're going into the fourth week, yep. and its biggest competition this week is Inside Out Week 2 and Genesis.
Yeah.
Well, it's gonna be Genesis, because
Because the reviews were not good on the...
Because my left foot will beat Genesis. So
Terminator, my left foot.
And unless Inside Out is a huge pickup, which it might. Because Inside Out was fantastic, by the way. I saw Inside Out. Amazing.
Oh, yeah. I saw it, too. It was great. I saw it between screenings of Jaws.
So unless Inside Out has a huge bump.
Right.
I think Jurassic World's going to win the weekend again.
That is just nuts.
Jurassic World might ride high until Ant-Man.
I don't know.
It's 2 weeks away now. We're closing in.
I'm worried. I'm worried, like, not like I was ever worried about Guardians of the Galaxy. I have the Thor worries.
Well, I will say that Ant-Man has already screened to a lot of reviewers,
right,
select audiences, and nothing but positive reviews. I've read two negative reviews,
right,
and they are your typical
hater
contrarian reviews.
Right.
It's this movie stinks because it stinks.
Right.
Right. As opposed to the positive reviews that said it has a lot of heart, the comedy was in the right places. Right. Never have you seen a heist movie done with like this before?
Right.
I mean, the positive reviews seem to be very positive.
Right.
And the negative reviews seem to be very basic. They were going to hate it no matter what.
Sure.
Reviews.
Great geek mudgeons.
I'm not letting my expectations get too far out of control.
Right.
But it's really a big relief.
I don't need
to
it.
To see it get positive reviews.
I don't need it to be huge. I just need it to...
I don't want it to be huge. No. I just want it to be good.
That's it.
That's it.
Just it. That it just has to do... It doesn't even need to spawn any sequels.
I hear two things. I hear the third act is stellar. And I hear there's some potential talk about a prequel.
Oh, and the other potential talk is about Wasp, who apparently...
Yes. Well,
There's a thing.
There's a thing.
Yeah.
But I'm hearing that there's already some potential talk about a prequel with young Hank Pym and Wasp.
Oh, really?
And kind of telling the story of where he gets to in this one. I've also heard, and this is rumor, and this is outside of my comfort zone, reporting on it, so this is not reporting.
Latino Review?
No, actually not Latino Review, but because I won't even mention them anymore. Okay. Or Heroic...
Who?
Legends, Icons.
No idea.
The guy from Latino Review left Latino Review to start a new site.
Wow.
Yeah, so you got to be careful now. You got to be careful. Argentinian Review is out there. You got to watch it.
There you go.
Italiano Review.
Paraguayan Review.
Yeah. So, but I've heard Uruguayan Review. I've heard some potential chatter that we might get Hank Pym and Agent Carter season 2. Even in a one episode tease.
She's in a flashback.
She's in a flashback, so that would be great.
There must be a young actor that plays him in the movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can see that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
I'm
okay absolutely. With that. Tying the universe together, yeah. I think that's something they've been doing. I don't think that's new.
All right, let's go to Ghostbusters. Can we go to Ghostbusters?
All right, the Ghostbusters.
In the past week and a half, we've seen our first set footage of the all-female cast of Ghostbusters.
Uh-huh.
We've seen the new jumpsuits.
So I think we can pick out who's who now, right?
Yeah, it's Kristen, the wacky one, the serious one.
And the scientific one.
And the scientific one.
So I think...
What we haven't seen is the black one.
You're terrible.
It's true!
I think Kristen Wiig is Bill Murray.
Yes.
I think, what's her name?
Is Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, but who is she? What's her name?
Oh, my God.
I can't believe and we can't remember her name.
I actually feel guilty not knowing her name. Melissa McCarthy. Very funny.
Yeah,
I actually really like her.
She is really funny.
And the other woman, who I don't know, but I hear is really good.
Right.
Egon.
Yeah. Right.
Although remember, this is a
No. I know that.
But
I'm just saying,
clearly these are the archetypes.
The archetypes are being
used.
And we know that Hemsworth
is Annie Potts.
Is Annie Potts.
Right.
Do we know the actress who's playing Ernie Hudson?
No, there has been no mention of a fourth Buster yet.
There's got to be one.
Of course, but maybe it's...
It doesn't have to be Ernie Hudson either. It could be Latino.
Of course. But also, I think it's also important to mention that there's no talk about a Dana or a Zool, and there's been no talk of a Rick Moranis.
Right.
All of those things are...
Well, it's not a remake.
Right, so those, they might not exist.
Exactly.
We saw the new jumpsuits, which look like, what if an air traffic controller had a slightly darker jumpsuit with some reflective tape and a Ghostbusters badge? That's kind of what they look like.
I have not seen that photo yet. But I can clearly imagine what you're saying through your use of imagery.
And we also have the new proton packs.
Oh, yeah?
Which kind of look like...
vacuum cleaners.
Really shitty proton packs. It's like, what if MacGyver took your old AC unit...
and made a proton pack?
Like it's like MacGyver had a couple of things lying around his garage. It was an old AC unit, a plastic Hasbro lightsaber, and like a backpack.
Right. And some hose.
Like a JanSport backpack with the leather strap.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking kind of nice, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and a vacuum cleaner maybe.
Right.
Like a shop vac though.
Yeah.
You know, corrugated hose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And some Funtac.
Wow.
And made
you
a proton
really
pack.
Reaching back.
I mean, it's really like
Funtac.
The proton packs look shoddier than the classic proton packs, which is a bit confusing because I would think they would look as good or maybe slightly better, taking into consideration just the simple fact that there is an advancement in technology.
Do they exist in the same universe?
Well, depending on who you talk to, yes.
So let's say,
according to Paul Feig, no.
Okay.
According to Dan Aykroyd, yes. So
right. Let's say for the moment,
yeah,
they do not.
Right.
This works. Because
even if they don't exist in the same universe.
No, hold on. Let's say that they do.
Okay.
Right? Or let's say that they don't. It makes sense. It could make sense in the sense that whoever it is, let's say it's a Melissa McCarthy character who builds these things.
Yeah.
Don't forget, in the original Ghostbusters movie, he spent all his money.
Yes.
His personal money building these packs. What if the Melissa McCarthy character is like just making do with what she has?
Right, which is what I suspect it is.
Right.
But it looks like really old. They feel outdated.
Okay.
I have no problem with them looking homemade.
Dan Aykroyd said they're in the same universe?
Yeah, a couple months ago. He was like, yeah, we're building a Ghostbusters universe. And then Paul Feig was like, not to my knowledge. Because Dan Aykroyd's saying that they're still doing another Ghostbusters movie. Or Ghostbusters 3.
Really?
Yes. I think he'll be drinking too much of his own vodka.
Oh, he may be.
Anyway, so there you go. There's your Ghostbusters update.
I'd really like one or multiple of them to just make an appearance. And even if it's not as them.
Yeah, look.
I think it would be... fan service would be terrific.
This is my opinion. My opinion is that I have no hate... and the fact that this is an all-female cast. I don't care because I actually like all the actresses. Or at least the two of the three that I know, right? I have no problem with that. I just don't feel like we need another sequel or a reboot. The same way I feel like we don't need another sequel or another reboot of a lot of those classic franchises.
Right.
Robert Zemeckis this week came out and said, as long as he's alive, there will never be a Back to the Future remake.
Good.
Because that's the next one on the list. People are chomping at the bit already.
Right.
Oh, Back to the Future. No.
It's done.
No.
Lest they cure that disease.
Leave it alone.
Exactly. It's over.
Leave it alone.
That's awful what you just
said. I didn't say anything. That was clearly your voice. All right, let's move fast.
I'm a terrible person.
You are, but we still love you for some reason. Star Trek Beyond.
Do, do, do.
This
do,
is the do, confirmed do, do. Title.
Do, do.
Yeah, this is the confirmed title for the third installment of the new Star Trek film franchise. Chris Pine, Zachary Quinto, Zoe Saldana.
How are they gonna fuck this one up?
Yeah, who knows? Simon Pegg, Anton Yelchin, John Cho, and Idris Elba are all confirmed
to be
in the film. Yeah, I don't know what he's gonna play. Maybe he's the villain. I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, so there you go. Star Trek Beyond. That's the
nothing.
New title.
We don't know anything about it.
No, nothing.
Oh, did you hear the rumor they cast the Green Lantern for 2020? The dude from Furious 7?
Yeah, as John Stewart, Green Lantern, right?
Yeah.
What's his name?
The dude from Furious, yeah, the black guy.
I can't think of his name off
the
top.
The black guy.
Not Tyrese Gibson.
No, it's not Tyrese Gibson.
Shit. I can't think of his name. That's the rumor, and the rumor is that it'll be confirmed at San Diego.
Yes.
Look, not next week, but the week after, a lot of shit will be made clear. We'll learn a lot in the coming weeks. All right. We're at like 36 minutes. We don't have a lot in segment two this week, right? So why don't we take a break? We'll come back. We got a listener voicemail.
Oh my God. Are we that far in?
I think so.
Okay.
We'll come back. We got a listener voicemail. No game stuff this week. We'll address some of these other news stories and then we'll call it a show.
Alrighty then, OG. We will take that break and we'll be right back with more of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 376.
Eight.
Which we're calling Hello, Jolly Old Spider-Man.
Build the Millennium Falcon. A one-to-one replica of the original Empire Strikes Back movie prop. Working lights and stunning interior detail. Complete with a moving ramp. Build the Millennium Falcon step by step with your comprehensive build guides, die-cast metal, and highly detailed resin parts. Call now or go online to buildmillenniumfalcon.com and get started today.
Hey guys, this is John calling from the Midwest, otherwise known as Illinois Jones, on the boards, calling from Central Illinois. I have no problems whatsoever with DC making animated films that appeal more to adults and they're geared more towards adults. The issue that I have is they are currently doing nothing, putting out nothing for kids. Teen Titans is not really a superhero show. I just know that I have kids who are 10 and 7, and they love everything Marvel. And so does the whole neighborhood we live in. There are Marvel t-shirts and toys everywhere. When I was a kid, it was DC stuff everywhere because of shows like Super Friends and Superpowers. And for whatever reason, Warner Brothers is neglecting this generation of kids. And these kids will grow up loving Marvel. I didn't know who Iron Man was when I was 8 and 9 years old, and there are kids in this neighborhood who don't know who Iron Man, who don't know who Green Lantern and Flash are, and I know because I've asked. But I love the fact that Marvel's putting this stuff out that we can all enjoy, and from what I understand, the DC animated side, the films have kind of gone downhill in recent years, but they have done some great early stuff a couple of years ago. I wish they'd do more, though, that everybody can enjoy, and my kids can grow up knowing and falling in love with those characters. Well, that's all from here. Thanks, guys. Great show. Talk to you. Bye. One thing I failed to mention in that last phone call, this is Illinois Jones again. We watch Marvel on the weekends on Disney XD. Their shows are fun, and we also watch the films. But my conversation before was mainly directed at the fact that DC's putting nothing out on Cartoon Network currently outside of Teen Titans, and there are three shows on Disney XD, Hulk, Ultimate Spider-Man, and Avengers. Thanks.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 378. We're calling this one, what are we calling this one? Hello, Jolly Old Spider-Man.
Jolly Old Spider-Man. Or welcome. Welcome, Jolly Old Spider-Man.
Of course, during the break, you heard from our lovely sponsor.
Yes, buildmillenniumfalcon.com.
That's right. You can go to buildmillenniumfalcon.com like you heard in the commercial to check that out. Of course, you can also place your orders through the lovely phone number.
877-544-6779.
So check that out. And I think in a couple weeks, we have a show next week. We're off the week after that. So maybe when we come back, we'll have a little bit of an update on the build and where we are with some of that stuff.
Oh, maybe.
All right.
I think what we're going to do, though, is I think we're going to split it directly down the middle.
Oh, okay.
And do half and then the other half. Because I know that there are some people in the UK,
right,
who are also covering this fantastic product, who are actually waiting for all the pieces to be done, and they're going to build it in a weekend.
Nice.
And you know, and film it. You know,
that's cool.
Like,
time lapse.
Yeah. So we're going to do something like that. It probably won't be exactly the same, but again, we just want to say you get pieces of the model when you're done, you get a huge, huge, big Falcon lights up, taken right from the actual props used in the movie, the actual models. You get the books, the Build the Millennium Falcon, the little books.
Go to our website, pkgeekstuff.com, and you can actually see the commercial.
Yeah, it's definitely there.
The YouTube is posted.
Absolutely. And I have to say, as I say every week, for me, breakthrough product of the year.
Nice.
That's what I say. So definitely check it out. BuildMillenniumFalcon.com.
We also had a voicemail during the break by, is it Illinois Jones? You know, I tried finding him on Twitter. So I can give him a shout out. And I couldn't find you on the Twitters. So if you're there, reach out to me when you hear the episode so I can give you the proper credit and shout out. But regarding his voice now, look, a lot of people feel like one of the biggest problems with comic book movies and comic book animated shows, and DC, unfortunately, is the guiltier party, is that you are correct. There is nothing appropriate for kids. I agree. Teen Titans Go is not really a superhero show. My son watches, in order to get his DC superhero fix, I have a four-year-old, he watches the Lego stuff.
Right.
That's his fix.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but let's be honest.
It's
not the same.
You're just waiting for him to be old enough to handle the Batman animated series.
But my son also loves Hulks and the Agents of Smash, Ultimate Spider-Man.
Ugh.
I mean, well, my son is a huge Incredible Hulk fan.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't get it. I don't know where it came from. I'm not complaining. I'm totally down with it.
Right.
You know why? Because if that's his character, he got his thing. Look, Green Arrow. Who the fuck? I mean, that's his Green Arrow. Good for him.
It's too early for him to pick a Green Arrow. Yeah,
except that he's already got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's got 6 or 7 different Hulk toys already.
I know. I gave him
one. That's what I mean. He's starting big.
Yep.
So, yes, DC does not have it.
Right.
Yeah. So, there you go. But thank you, Illinois Jones, for your voicemail. Of course, if you'd like to leave a voicemail, you can give us a call. 425.
No, you didn't say at the GVM line. You know this bit works.
I didn't have to.
Do I have to say at the GVM line?
Oh, I'm sorry. At the GVM line.
425-920-6050. See, that's how the bit works.
And you may hear yourself on a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
You may.
Let's move into some of other news.
Did you have product this week?
Not really.
Oh, we're just kind of catching up on the news.
Yeah, we're just kind of catching up on the news because there's like 5 or 6 more stories. So
I do want to talk briefly.
Well, I want to give out some thank yous.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, we'll do that later.
Life on the Road. This is the Ricky Gervais, David Brent, follow up to The Office that's coming to U.S. theaters. I think next year. 2016.
So it's a movie.
So it is a movie.
Is it an Office movie?
No, it's the life of David Brent. Did you ever see those shorts where after he leaves The Office, he learns to play the guitar and he's like traveling?
No.
It's this weird, he did like a couple of these really tiny shorts with the David Brent character. And this is kind of a follow up to that. Look, I'm all on board with anything Ricky Gervais does, and I'm all on board on him revisiting that character. So I just wanted to kind of toss that out there. All right, what else do we have? Bum, bum, bum. Ash versus the Evil Dead.
Oh,
we get
our
first look at old Bruce Campbell, dressed up as cosplay Ash, in this week's episode of EW. No, oh, look, all kidding aside, I am super excited about this.
Absolutely.
The fact that Sam Raimi is involved, the fact that Bruce Campbell really wanted to do it, the fact that Bruce Campbell really wanted to do it, and look, he looks like Ash has aged a bit.
Yeah.
Which he would have.
That movie was like 1993 or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
92.
He looks good. I mean, he's got the chainsaw hand.
Yep.
And as exciting as I was to see Chainsaw Hand, part of me really wanted to see Gauntlet Hand. I hope we get to see Gauntlet
Hand. What if he just has interchangeable?
I hope that's what it is.
I'm sure that's what it is.
So, but look, it's a great first image. I'm really excited for this show.
I'm going to tape every episode right up until they cancel it.
It's a 10-episode first season. It's coming to Stars, and there you go.
Yep.
So
Stars.
I'm excited. Stars. Stars.
Lots
Network.
Of things happen on Stars and that go on for a long time. So
yeah, actually, doesn't what is on Stars? Isn't
go ahead, name something.
Vikings is on Stars.
Nope.
Which is,
Vikings
isn't
on the History Channel.
Oh, what's on Stars?
I don't know.
Spartacus was on Stars.
Yeah,
right. And
for
had
a
four
while,
or five seasons.
Yeah,
it had four or five seasons.
So that dude died.
Yeah, who cares? It had four seasons. If I got four seasons of Ash versus the Evil Dead,
okay. Point taken.
All right. I mean, I'm going to be happy with one. If sure. I get four, fucking A.
Okay.
All right. And then I think the last thing I had was Chew, which is a book that we've talked about on the show before.
Yeah, I was reading it in the beginning. I've since abandoned it. It's a really strange book from Image Comics.
Right.
Where if I'm not mistaken, because it's been a while now, the basic premise is like chicken is outlawed or something like that. Like eating chicken or something weird.
It's kind of a bit of iZombie.
Yeah.
Like, he's a cannibal. He eats people. And he gets a bit of their memories. He's a detective, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Or he's a psychic. So there's going to be an animated movie coming out. And they've just cast David Tennant as one of the characters on the show. Mason Savoy is the character that he's going to be playing.
Uh-huh.
He is the mentor to the lead character.
Right.
Previously announced Steven Yeun from The Walking Dead.
Yes.
And Felicia Day are also doing voice work for the animated film. So there you go.
Who's that last one?
Felicia Day.
Oh,
I still wanted to mention. I wanted to mention both of those.
I don't know who that is.
Sure you do. You used to have a thing for her. Remember,
I don't know what
music.
You're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
There was a whole bit.
I don't even know. That was not a thing on this program.
That was a big thing on this program for a lot of years.
I don't recall that.
Product this week, I know there are things we probably could talk about, but I feel like we're going to have a lot of product heavy episodes post San Diego. The one thing I do want to talk about is, did you see the Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice figures that are coming out at San Diego?
No.
It's shitty looking Batman, shitty looking Superman, and awful looking Wonder Woman.
Really?
Are the three figures.
From whom?
I think it's Mattel.
It's got to be Mattel.
I could be mistaken.
Uh-huh.
I was not impressed with them.
Shitty, in what way?
If it is DC,
yeah.
I feel bad because I love the product that DC comes out with.
It's probably Mattel.
But I was under-impressed with them.
What size? Do we have any news information?
Yeah, they're 7-inch scale. Six-inch scale.
Okay.
Superman, the face sculpt isn't great. He looks way skinny. Like maybe it's Kryptonite Superman.
Okay. You know what I mean? Oof.
He's caught
and the, Batman is
he's caught the kryptonite high five.
Wow.
And Batman is a little clunky looking.
Uh-huh.
Clunky is the word I want to go
right
with.
So he's in the armor.
And Wonder Woman looks kind of like
a man.
No, actually it's not. It doesn't look like a man, and it doesn't look like Gal Gadot. It looks like, what if Barbie was a 6-inch figure dressed as Wonder Woman?
Wow.
That was my impression. Right. I was underwhelmed.
Huh.
To say the least. But it's a San Diego pack, I guess.
I do not want, nor does OG want, that exclusive.
No. I do not want those.
No.
Don't get those.
Not interested.
And then we can talk about that, though. This was the Disneyland 60th anniversary.
Yes.
R2-D60.
Right.
Blue and black.
No, blue and silver.
Oh, blue and silver. Sorry. Yeah. With black highlights. Exclusive astromech droid. Doesn't he have black on the legs?
No, sir.
I thought he had black on the legs. No, he's blue and silver. And actually, he's not even silver. The dome is a bit translucent.
Is it translucent?
Yeah, it's a bit. Look at it.
Oh, yeah. I guess
you
can
see
little...
the parts inside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can see through it.
It's definitely translucent.
Yeah, it's frosty translucent.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, it's a great looking figure.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to George and Aileen.
Yes.
Because they were nice enough to help us out with
Break.
Yeah.
And these were only available in Disneyland.
In Disneyland. That's correct.
Right. And part of the Disneyland 60th celebration, they're only available for a limited time.
That's right.
We understood these to be at one point that they were going to be limited, but then they said that they weren't putting a limit on them necessarily. So who knows how that's going to go?
I don't know that there's a limit on the number of figures that they're giving out. What they've said is that after X date,
pulling,
it'll be pulled.
Yeah. Now This is actually the second in a series of Disneyland-only astromechs.
Right.
The first of which was the Star Wars Weekend holographic R2-D2.
Right.
Which is an amazing figure.
Yeah, I know. I missed that one. I'm really upset.
You should pick that up, sir.
If I can get it for less than $100, I will.
I got it on Amazon, like 20.
When? Recently?
Yeah.
Or a couple weeks ago?
No, a couple weeks ago.
I think ballooned. I think there's been a difference in a couple of weeks.
And then the next one coming out, I don't know the call number of the droid, but yeah. I know it's coming out for D23.
Right.
It's kind of silver, red, and blue, and he has the wizard hat on.
Yes.
But I don't recall what his call number is.
I don't recall what it is either.
But yeah. That's interesting that they're doing a series of carded astromech exclusives for Disney events.
I'm okay with it. I mean, because I'm an astromech collector, but they're hard to get. Yeah.
But yeah, we have to really give it up to George and Aileen over at October Toys, Toy Break, Toy Girls.
Right. For helping us out with that. DCon, by the way.
Oh yeah, DCon. Let's promote that.
DesignerCon 2015 is coming up November 21st and 22nd. You can go to designercon.com for more information. It's at the Pasadena Convention Center in Pasadena, California. Over 300 vendors and artists, exclusive products, art shows, and more coming up this November.
And you can meet Big Kev at...
Nope.
You don't know. I might go.
All right.
When is it?
November.
Oh, I don't think I can go.
2 weeks after New York?
No, is that 2 weeks after New York? No, New York's October.
Oh, I'm sorry, a month after New York.
Yeah, it's a month after New York.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, that's theoretically possible that I can make it.
Theoretically, wings will sprout out of my ass and I'll fly there myself. Things are possible.
Look, I want to go to DCon.
I got 4 months to evolve.
DesignerCon is aren't you going to England like next
week? I am. Yeah.
You better make room in that bag for some chocolate. That's all I'm saying. But as far as DCon goes, yeah, if you are at all interested in the fabulous art, toy art world, you should definitely plan on going to DCon if at all you can make it. Is Smack going to DCon?
He is.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh. Is he going with his boss?
I assume so. I think they have a booth.
I gotta find out because I really want to go to this. Did I tell you I stopped by? I just stopped by that.
Did you?
Shop
Suburban Vinyl.
Suburban
Waldwick,
Vinyl,
New Jersey.
Lovely Waldwick, New Jersey.
No, I did not know you stopped by.
I stopped by there and said hi to Smack.
Lovely.
Did not have lollipops. Just saying.
Well, that promotion ended when you know.
I know. I'm just saying. But I got to talk to the mayor for quite some time. So I should have thought to bring up DCon at that time. So there's a possibility.
Sure.
You can meet Big Kev.
Sure.
Possibly.
That all being said.
That's not Dirty Friday, is it? Black Friday?
No, I don't believe that is.
Is it the following
week? I think Black Friday would be the following
week. Yeah, it's possible.
That all being said.
Yeah.
I do hear. The lovely wrap-up music.
Why does it always come when we're just
at the
settling
end of the show?
In? We're just settling. I'm ready to all right, now we're warmed up. Now let's start the program.
That's your problem. I'm tired. I need to eat. I'm going to start hallucinating soon.
That would be interesting. We want to tape that.
I'm going to start chewing on stuff soon. All right, folks, don't forget you can check us out online each and every week, or mostly each and every week, for those of you who have pointed out the occasional weeks that we have taken off.
And speaking of which,
BKGeekStuff.com.
Not next week, but the week after, we will be off.
We are off for a week. BKGeekStuff.com. Of course, you could go to Amazon.BKGeekStuff.com to support the show via that way. We would hugely appreciate it.
Yes.
Still looking into the Patreon thing, so hopefully we have some movement on that front in the coming weeks.
Big Kev's and Geek Stuff Begathon,
perhaps coming
announcement
up in the coming weeks. Yep,
next week.
And
no, we will have an official announcement next week.
Oh, we have a Kickstarter project I really want to talk about next week. I just didn't have enough info in front of me to do it tonight.
Oh,
but I'm gonna say go to Kickstarter, check out the World of Rivals game that's coming out, and we will talk about that next week.
Alrighty.
And don't forget, you can find us on Twitter at GeekStuffOG,
at BK Geek Stuff,
and harass Scapegoat at ScapegoatGS. Find out where he is in this lovely United States.
Where in the world is the scapegoat?
There you go. Let him know you miss him, or maybe you don't. That's fine too.
And give maybe you don't.
That's right. That's what I mean. Give us a call at the GVM line
425-920-6050. see how that works.
Oh, no, I was with you that time. And I think with that, Big Kev.
Yes, OG, we will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close, but not before reminding you one last time this week that San Diego Comic-Con is next week, and we are paying bounties for the list of exclusives that we mentioned at the top of the show.
That's right.
Bounties, people. That means not only will we pay the fair market value of the exclusive, but you get fabulous prizes on top of it. Fabulous prizes.
Who doesn't love fabulous prizes?
Ain't nobody don't love fabulous prizes.
Indeed, Arun.
And with that, OG, we will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close the way we end all episodes, by saying good night, scapegoat, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music. So sad that it should come to this.